You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello everybody, my name is Daryl and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au. And if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, then don't call us. No, our advocacy line is closed down at the moment, but it will be back on the 6th of January. So please try not to get your payments cancelled until then. However, for anything more urgent, you can email us at advocacy@auwu.org.au. And now straight from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union Bulletin Board. This time, this was a fortnight ago, a snappily dressed crew of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union Victoria Division held a Golden Demerit Award ceremony to crown APM Employment the worst provider of 2024. Once again, gaining media coverage and exposure to this inhumane system of unemployed worker exploitation. Oh, now wait just a minute. Oh, I was one of those people. I thought it sounded familiar. All right, moving along in other news. Now, after 2 years of sustained pressure on the new Workforce Australia system, the entire implementation of the targeted compliance framework in the new system is under external review, and tender documents reveal that the whole system may have been operating unlawfully. Yeah, that's news. But it is par for the course that this will be a sham review with a third-party contractor cherry-picked by the department. The handling of this fiasco has been outrageous that even ACOS, which is the Australian Council of Social Service, has found its voice and referred the matter to the Commonwealth Ombudsman to immediately launch its own investigation. And if you're inclined, you can add to this public pressure as well by writing to ombudsman@ombudsman.gov.au or by calling 1300 362072 and requesting that the Commonwealth Ombudsman undertake an immediate investigation into the legality of the system. You can also ask that the Ombudsman make a preliminary recommendation that all compliance activity is paused while the Ombudsman undertakes its investigation.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Okay, reading on. Apparently there's a new complaints mechanism. While the government insists on ignoring our humane plea to abolish mutual obligations, since our founding, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union has also been calling on all successive governments to, at the very least, implement an independent complaints mechanism or watchdog. Earlier this month, Employment Minister Murray Watt delivered a speech to the National Employment Services Association claiming that this demand had finally been answered. In this speech, Watt continues the Albanese government's bizarre line that mutual obligation penalties must continue, despite acknowledging that the employment services system isn't properly meeting the needs of anyone involved in it, which sees participants forced to comply with overly punitive and one-size-fits-all mutual obligations. In launching the new complaints mechanism, Senator Watt claims that the new complaints service has now been set up to improve accountability and resolve issues instead of having people always referred back to the providers to deal with problems. But we are holding off on calling this a union win until we see proof that the mechanism works. The department has assured us in response to direct questioning that there are robust safeguards in place to prevent recriminations, that's a hard word to say, from providers in response to complaints. We remain sceptical of all these claims and will rely on your feedback to let us know if the department's lofty claims of complaints resulting in positive outcomes for participants and accountability measures for providers are true. We invite you to give this a go and let us know if your complaints are now being resolved quickly and fairly. A fact sheet on the new complaints system from the department can be found on their site as well as on the actual complaint form itself. They did give me a link here, but it's far too long to read out. So just go to the department site and I'm sure you'll have no trouble in locating it. You can indicate that you do not wish to talk to your provider as part of this complaint, and the department will investigate and resolve the complaint on your behalf. Now, again, we would find it very useful if you could tell us how your experience goes on using the complaints system by getting in touch with us at advocacy@auw.org.au. So, in other words, if you can help us help you, if you need to put in a complaint about your job provider, usually, well, everyone at one stage or another, let us know how you went with that. Was the form easy to fill out? Was it simple, straightforward? Was your problem solved or not solved? Did they get in touch with your job provider? Things like that. So if you can let us know exactly what happened, that'd be fantastic. Okay, we've reached the end of our show. Stay tuned for the Eritrean show straight after us. So until then, good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.